Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge afternoon market wrap up. And the grain market did slump a little bit today. If you read today's Tech Tuesday, you will see that most all of the grain markets have fallen into a bit of a bearish chart pattern here. There was news stories out today that China will be cutting their grain imports, and we are at the end of the season where China, we typically see China come in and buy corn. So that did take a weak corn market a little bit lower here. May corn at 427 and three quarters, down 7 3/4. July at 442 and a half, down 6 3/4. December new crop at 469 and a quarter was down 5 1/2. May soybeans at 1175 and a half, down 10 3/4. July at 1189, down 10 1/2. And November at 1178, down 4 1/2. Soybeans did finish noticeably off the best levels of the day, and they did spend part of the day in positive territory, but as the corn market began to sag, so did the soybeans. Soybean oil at 48.68 was up 44. We were as high as 49.77. May meal at 328.80, that was down 460. Spring crush 82.75, up 4 1/2 cents, while new crop at 106.75, up 50 cents. Wheat was lower across the board. May Chicago at 545.5, down 11 1/2. May Kansas City at 564 1/4, down 11 1/4. May Minneapolis 627 1/2, down 7 1/4. Minneapolis is well below that 650 support. The COT report on Friday, and this is also in today's Tech Tuesday, did show a record short for Kansas City wheat. So they, it looks like they're back in here selling a little bit more. May rice at 1607, down 22. May cotton 90.81. July cotton 91.71. That was down 160. Cotton is also pressing key support at the 90 level, and there is a large fund position here, and if we see any more distress, we could see some problems with the cotton. Now, December new crop, on the other hand, at 84.30 was only down 5, and again, the chart picture for new crop looks dramatically different than what it does for old crop. June cattle, it was a wild day, 176.37, up 105, traded as high as 177.50, as low as 174.45, so a big three-point range, but recovery process looks like it's trying to take hold. May feeders at 245, up 233, June hogs 103.65, that was up 15. May milk at 15.72, down 14. May orange juice 368.75, down 450. And looking at crude oil, May crude oil finished the day at 85.07, up 136. And we did trade as high today with the crude oil as 85.46. There's major resistance just above that 85.46 level in a form of the old high for this contract. So we are getting to a very pressed area for crude oil. The oscillators, the stochastics, RSI are all rather overbought, so perhaps we can see a little bit of a respite in this rally here. May diesel 271.26, up 8 1/2 cents. May unleaded 276.22, up 5 1/4 cents. Natural gas 185, up one tick. Gold, June gold futures 22.96, up $39.80. We hit a high of $2,300.20, another new all-time record high for crude oil. Silver, not to be left behind, 26.17, that is up $1.10, with a high of 26.30. However, we are a long way from the record high in silver. Dollar index at 104.79 was down 23. Stocks were lower but finished off the worst levels of the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average 39,170. That was down 396 points. More than half of that was just United Healthcare dropping noticeably on some Medicare news. S&P 500, 5207, that was down 35. NASDAQ Composite, 16,240, down 156, or just shy of 1%. Interest rates were choppy today. The two-year at 469 finished down one basis point. We were as high as 473 and as low as 468. The 10-year at 435 was up four basis points. We had a high of 440, which was an exact 50% retracement of the most recent move, and we did back away from that. There is a monthly jobs report out on Friday, and after last Friday's unsupervised inflation number released in yesterday's stronger than expected purchasing manager cost number, the bond market is a little bit jittery. The 30-year at 449, up 5 basis points. Bitcoin at $66,113, down $3,600. It too has had a wild day and a wild week as it's down nearly $10,000 from the highs. This is Sterling Smith from cloudy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.